As we dive into the visual analysis of Ristay Andreevsky's captivating photograph, Wet Light, let's begin by closely observing the artwork. Take a moment to truly absorb what you see. The photograph captures a serene forest that is bathed in a soft, diffused light, hinting at the early morning or perhaps a light rain. Lush greenery envelopes the scene, while mist floats through the trees, creating an ethereal quality. It invites the viewer to reflect on their surroundings and contemplate the beauty of nature. Now, let's break down this artwork by examining some of its most prominent elements of art and principles of design. Starting with the element of color, we notice a soothing and harmonious palette dominated by various shades of green, interspersed with the occasional earthy brown and gray. This choice of color has a profound emotional impact, evoking feelings of tranquility and peace. The greens can be perceived as refreshing and revitalizing, reminding viewers of life and growth. It's interesting to consider, how does the color green make you feel when you see it in such abundance? The subtle variations in tone further enhance the experience. Darker greens provide depth, while lighter greens create a sense of illumination, especially where light penetrates the foliage. Next, let's delve into the texture of the artwork. Although we often associate texture with tactile surfaces, in photography, it can be equally compelling visually. Andreevsky captures both the smoothness of the leaves and the roughness of the tree bark, which adds an engaging physicality to the composition. The texture appears almost palpable, allowing viewers to imagine what it would feel like to touch each surface. This aspect adds to the overall richness of the photograph. Do you find the texture inviting? Does it draw you into the scene, making you want to step into that misty forest? Moving on to the principle of balance, we can identify a sense of asymmetrical balance in wet light. The different elements, such as the tall trees and the dense underbrush, create a dynamic arrangement rather than a purely symmetrical one. The left and right sides of the photograph complement each other without mirroring, resulting in a natural balance that feels more organic and expressive. This asymmetry contributes to a sense of realism, inviting the viewer to engage without feeling confined to a rigid structure. How does this balance affect the way you navigate through the photograph? Does it create an effortless flow for your eyes? Lastly, let's touch upon the principle of movement in this artwork. The arrangement of trees and foliage creates a subtle flow that guides the viewer's eye throughout the photograph. The shapes and lines of the tree trunks lead your gaze upward, while the layering of the leaves and branches invites exploration into the depth of the forest. This movement isn't one of sudden bursts, rather, it is a gentle persuader that encourages contemplation about what lies ahead in the scene. As you're led deeper into the composition, you may start to experience the same sense of intrigue that many feel when wandering through real forests. What about this sense of movement captivates you? Is it rooted in your desire to explore the wilderness? In synthesizing these elements with the principles of design, we can see how they work in harmony to convey meaning and emotion. The colors evoke feelings of calm, while the texture draws you in, making the environment seem almost three-dimensional. The balance achieves an organic quality, while the emphasis on light creates a guiding force in the composition. Each of these factors not only enhances the visual appeal but also invites a deeper exploration of themes such as growth, clarity, and the hidden beauty of our natural world. To conclude, Wet Light is a powerful example of how thoughtful use of color, texture, balance, emphasis, and movement can enrich an artwork. Ristay Andreevsky's photograph does not merely capture a landscape, it encapsulates an experience and evokes a dialogue between the viewer and nature. The combination of these elements and principles invites viewers not only to see but also to feel, think, and reflect. How does this artwork resonate with your own experiences in nature? What insights or emotions does it evoke as you consider its visual richness?